The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre, Shen, and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America.
Hope you're ready, cause here comes trouble.
So good. Well, welcome everyone to our first ever episode of the Making It podcast.
Hello.
The challenge to Bonna is, as our copy queen, should I call her? Is can you come up with a new line that leads from our intro? So there you go. What was that line again?
Well, we hope you're ready because here comes trouble.
Should we have said double trouble?
Double trouble. That's right. Double trouble.
All right. So guys, why are you here? Why did we decide to start this podcast? Good question. A quick story about me, definitely, and then I can definitely throw to Bonna. But I've been in business now for close to 8 years. I started my first business way back when, and it's kind of like I've learned so much, as we always do whenever we have our own business, whenever we go on our own journey, we just learn so much from it. And you know, I still remember those days of feeling incredibly lonely, not having a strategy at all about how to actually make that business work. I felt like a complete failure. And fast forward 8 years from there, and we've moved to New York. So we're from Sydney in Australia, which is where I started my first business. We made the move to New York. We've been here for a year now, and we're actually now helping other businesses, specifically online e-commerce businesses, be able to do what I wish I knew how to do when I first started my own business, which is find your audience, whether that's organically or inorganically, convert them, and then turn them into your raving sales force. You know, the best type of free word of mouth promotion that you can get. That's really our goal. And so we started Growth Boss, and we love getting to help our clients do that and reach their goals and their dreams. And we were like, you know what, at the same time, because we need to be testing everything constantly, right? Because I know definitely things have worked for my business, my own businesses, but the world is always changing.
Absolutely.
You know, people are always changing. The platforms are always changing. Everything's always changing. So we therefore started Make It Skincare so that we could literally go through the same process that we teach our clients. Test things, you know, iterate things, fail for them before we then actually then show them what we did and tell them how we did it and basically emulate it. And then we were talking, so Bonna and I, sorry, I'm just totally like hogging this whole episode.
I love it. I love the flow. Do not interrupt the flow. That is rule number one.
And I remember we were talking to you and you mentioned that you are an auditory learner. You love listening to podcasts as well. And so I was like, oh, because I want to be able to spread this. I want to share this message with more people. You know, I go live on Facebook for, I guess, the visual learners. You know, we have, I guess, right, you know, on our group, on our pages.
Content.
Yeah, we have written content. I was like, oh, we actually don't have auditory content or audio. And so I was like, why don't we just do a podcast?
Absolutely.
Start a podcast and actually show, as we go through the journey ourselves with Make It Skincare and trying to make it in America, why don't we share the learnings or everything that we do with our listeners? And hopefully we will have some listeners at some point. That's kind of how this podcast came about. Okay, so that was my really long story. I've been in business now for 8 years. I've built up my, definitely my first business to well over 7 figures, my second and third business to 6 figures. And now we are going to grow Make It Skincare also from 0 to 6 figures as well. And this is the journey. This is, this podcast is going to take you through all of that, the ups and downs and the learnings of that.
We're only a few weeks into Make It Skincare, so everyone gets to be with us from when we're a baby. That's exciting.
And I guess with you, Bonna, like jump in and
Yeah, so a little bit more about me as the other person that will be coming into your earbuds. So much shorter, I guess, journey and history in actual entrepreneurship. I, unlike Deidre here, I did not have any of those aspirations. It wasn't something that I was necessarily even thinking about. I was, you know, quite happily in my corporate career, sort of just trucking along, but I had a pretty good life. But yeah, I think the thing that I've really become in the last few years, 2 to 3 years, is the queen of curiosity. I have, it just, for me, business just came up as something that I was curious about, something that I was just exploring on the side, an outlet for me, I think, to just try different things and surround myself with people who thought differently, just had a go, as we say in Australia, had a crack. So for me, that's what my journey's been like. And then I think, you know, curiosity is funny because it sort of then captures your imagination and you want to do, I think you pull on the threads that you're really interested in, and then you get to a crossroads where you no longer want to just be dabbling in it at a superficial level. You really want to dive in. So for me, the last couple of years have been about leaving the security of my life as I've known it for the you know, good 20-ish years, and really diving head first into following my curiosity and exploring all sorts of new ideas and trying to commercialize them. So,
and I really love this concept of curiosity. Let's actually pull on that thread now that we're talking about it, because I think a lot of people probably feel like they need to have this one winning product or this one winning idea before they can even start thinking about having a business. And there are probably people, hopefully, who are listening, you know, who have joined our community, where they are in the same position that you are in, where you're in a corporate job and they're looking to have a side hustle, or there are stay-at-home moms, or now that people are at home a lot more, working from home, you know, they might have a lot more time.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the best time really for people to start to think about what else, you know, is there something more that they can be contributing to the world? And they might not know what it is right now, but I think this concept of curiosity is just going to be so core to that. So let's have it, and maybe we can have a chat about it in the context of Make It Skincare as well, just to bring it to life a bit. But how did you come up with thinking about trying to commercialize this thing that you were curious about?
Well, I think the first step is actually knowing that you're curious about something. I think a lot of the time, if you're put on the spot and said, you know, what would you do as a business if you had, you know, money was an option, or whatever those questions are that people ask, and you sort of feel stumped, you think, there's nothing that interesting about me. I don't know. Because we're so, I guess, wedded to our day-to-day. So I think the very first step is understanding what you're actually curious about, what that curiosity looks like, and how it shows up in your life. So for me, skincare was just always, again, it's not because I am a trained skincare specialist, and that's where the curiosity comes from. It has nothing to do with my vocation. It has to do with my interest in it as a consumer, as someone who has kind of unknowingly educated myself about it, because it, I've always been interested in my skin, and, you know, with things like my niece having eczema and that becoming actually a reality for me, I think, you know, it becomes more and more part of your life. So I think it's firstly identifying those areas in your life that you don't realize you have an inherent curiosity in. And that's really important, because this process itself is not easy. So you need something that's going to maintain your focus, and curiosity is a really, really great source for that. So, and then taking that further and saying, well, okay, why hasn't skincare in the past worked for me? Some has, some hasn't. And I think, you know, for me, it was really kind of, the more I learned about my skin, it was really kind of going, well, it's really about going back to basics and fundamentals and getting those right, and simplifying that for other women like me who are now just inundated with a lot of information. A lot of that information is true, but a lot of that information is also not true. So really sort of latching on to that, I think. And then the product comes off the back of that. You know, you sort of get interested in how do I demystify all of this for people just like me. And then we do that through the brand and then also the product at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I think what really got me excited about this was, you know, I'm probably not, like I am curious about skincare. The more that I learn about it, definitely from you, the more that my curiosity gets piqued. But I think the really exciting thing about starting this business the way that we have is that we pretty much started it from the perspective of marketing it.
Yes.
And it's a big difference, because, you know, a lot of, especially first-time business owners, get so caught up in the product itself. Because that's what they know. That's what they love. That's, you know, they've played with it. They've tinkered with it. It's their brainchild. But the only way that a business can be successful or and even sustainable is in the marketing of it, right? In finding your audience, in connecting with your audience, in converting your audience, like all of that. That's really actually the core of what makes a business.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why I really enjoyed this process, going through this process actually with Make It Skincare, is because yes, it's an awesome product. And you know, there's definitely a lot of thinking that's gone into crafting, formulating the ingredients that have gone into it. But really it's actually like, okay, how do we just more quickly than not get it to into the hands of people?
Yeah.
And how do we best do that from a marketing perspective, from a sales perspective? And that for me has actually been, I've been super curious about that, like, and you know, and playing around with it, which has been super exciting for me. So yeah, that's another way for people out there who may not have an intense curiosity about anything that might be product related right now, can think about it almost like as an experiment. How can you bring something to life that you still need to care about somewhat, because in the end you're still having to sell it, but really you're thinking about it more so from a that marketing perspective, that contributing to the world perspective.
Absolutely, And the people who are going to be using it. So I think, you know, because we were so curious about it. Well, I was really curious about it from my own perspective and talking more to you. So we were like, again, we're curious about how would we solve this problem for women like us?
Yes.
Yes, at the end of the day, there's a set of products that come off the back of it. Those products will probably change as we understand more and more about our customer. So I think being obsessed with the marketing has really helped clarify what we even start to build, which I think is the most important thing.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
I guess if nothing else from this episode, curiosity is really the thing that you need to be really delve into what makes you curious. Especially if you're thinking of starting a business, you know, what is that thing that you know you won't get tired of delving more into, about learning more about talking about all the time? Because, well, you're going to have to if you're going to start, you're going to build a business around this. So that's it. Bye.
See you.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.